against negativity. It's about protecting ourselves against the silent brushes of evil. Sometimes we feel good things are in danger of turning bad, or things that we feel are good are actually being attacked, or the good things that we do turn bad.
Yes, that's right. Why is it that always, well, it seems like always, that when we try to do something good, that someone or something or some issue develops to rob us from the goodness of that decision?
So tonight we'll be thinking about the amazing story that Jesus told. We're going to watch Sophie now interpret the different ways in which God has stolen from our hearts. No, God has stolen from our hearts. You know, keep me right.
God's words
that get stolen from our hearts. Pain and sadness do we have that always seems to raise its head and steal our joy and confidence? Could we be ignoring a Vincent moment, not taking time to listen to words and the dreams of the soul?
Heat of the next day, make us fertile soil for your word. Guard our hearts, give us staying power, help us to follow without counting the cost. So, our God, guard our hearts and minds, protect us from our fears, give us courage to hold on to your word, even when we face opposition, and restore to us the joy of trusting your promises. Help us guard the good, keep out fear, and remove the spirit of uncertainty from our souls. So, our God, reap a harvest in our lives. Let the fruit of your spirit grow up. Harvest peace, harvest joy, harvest love. Help us guard the harvest, share the fruit as we grow in grace. Amen.
See the part of the dance that Sophie danced, where the seed threw up. It looked like it was doing well, but it very quickly died. It had no real roots. If we want to hold on to our confidence, we have to have deep roots in order to grow upward and hold to our decisions and our dreams.
In small groups, just in the people that you're sitting beside, probably front and back would be good, and two or three groups, so you're old enough to do that, I'll let you do that yourselves, and we want you to think about, up on the screen will come the topics that you have to talk about. We want you to consider situations that haven't gone well because there's been no deep roots. It could be relationships or a business or even a good idea that you've had. We also want you to consider when in your Christian faith, where there's areas where you can improve your Bible reading, attending church, and areas of your life that can be improved. So if you get together in groups and just for 5 minutes just have discussion together about these areas, the questions will be on the screen. Soon. Okay. You can move, even if you want to just move to have a wee space, or come down here actually, there's lots of space down here if you want to make wee circles on here.
Do you want to join us again? I mean, think back to the third scene of the dance. by the cares of life. When faith is choked, it often happens subversively. Quietly, ever so quietly, evil creeps up on us. Consumerism, like a snake god, has crept in around us, choking the good seed. We don't notice until it's deep down in our spirits and we find we're separated from God. And we find ourselves screaming to be heard, screaming to be rescued. Evil has even tried to subvert the creation. It's as though there is a silent scream running through the whole of nature like a great fault line. It cries out to be redeemed. Remember the car and the destructive thoughts that we saw at the beginning? Emptiness and loss, change and fear need to be confronted. Materialism and consumerism will not in the end fulfill our loneliness and alienation.
So we're totally gaffed, it's been suggested by
materialism. What we want you to do now is go for and in this that is. There's a scarecrow you can make with pegs and I'll come and show you how to make it and pieces of material. And then on the other side, and the scarecrow symbolises something that you want to guard against, so you can put it somewhere in your house that reminds you to guard the good, because the scarecrow guards the seed in the ground. And in the other, on the other table, there is seed, so you can plant your own seed and then water it and look after it. And nourish your seed and watch it grow. Then over here, we want a big visual scarecrow, so if anyone feels like making a huge big scarecrow, then we've got materials there that you can make a big scarecrow. We'll put it up on this cross just to remind us of what we've learned tonight. Okay, so if you kind of just go between the two tables over there, if you do your scarecrow, then some can do their plant pot. And then look and build the scarecrow. Okay, thank you very much. Can you move now?
Chase evil from our door. Open our heart to your seed. We will guard the good and feed the seed. Sower God, break up the rough ground amongst us. Plant your seed deep in our hearts. Take root and grow. We will guard the good, feed the seed. Sower God, water the seed, and cause your face to shine on us. Let your word grow up tall in our lives and reach to touch the sun. We will guard the good, feed the seed. Amen.